Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I believe you're the first to arrive.
Yes, I think so.
How's Tony doing?
He's a little bit better today. Maybe that's the beginning.
Baruch Hashem. 5 more minutes.
Okay.
Little frustrating, I think, huh?
Well, actually, up mine says 6 minutes. I have 106.
Well, then
I'm
would
just
make
behind in this class, so I can't seem to catch up, but.
I understand the frustration is, you know, we go a couple of weeks with not enough people. But then everybody shows up in one class.
Well, at least the grandchildren and great-grandchildren, they're okay. They didn't have any damage from the storm. But one of them has no electricity. So.
Yeah. Well, I hope that it doesn't get too cold at night. Which would relate to a lack of power.
Right.
More minutes, Anna.
Okay.
Has joined.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Okay, I'm going to mute.
Okay. Please join me in saying the Anabekoa. Anabekoa. Yudula Chimincha Lati Serura Gimel Yutat Sadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Aharenu Nora. Kufre Shayim Sintet Nun. Sagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yutashim Barhem Tacharem Rachame Sitkatcha Amit Gamle Betet Resh Saditav Gimel Pasim Kadosh Biro Tucha Nael Adata Et Kufbet Tet Nunayan Yahid Gea Chasim Kadosh Biro Tucha Nael Adata Et Kufbet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zokre Kidushata Yud Gimelamed Bezayan Kuf Gavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumo Shin Kufav Zadi Yuta. In the eighth verse of the Anabakoach, we say in a whisper. Today's class is a class on the Sefer Yetzirah. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 9, I believe it is, or maybe 10. The second column from the left. When the landing page opens up, scroll down to class 12, which is actually class 14. You scroll down to class 14 and it will open up to class 12. And we'll start with the Lishem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Vishkin Tevi Yitzilu Urchimu Udchilu Udchilu Urchimu Le'achta L'shem Yudhe Bavate V'yichud Ashalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'yihino Amadunai Elohinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Kununei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Kununeihu. This class will cover the balance of chapter 1. And we remind ourselves that chapter 1 is describing the Sephirot. But in order to describe the Sephirot, you have to also discuss or initiate the letters. So the balance of chapter 1 is returning to the Sephirot now that the letters have been introduced. And there are numerous amounts of Mishnayot, that some covering 5, 6, and 7, and others just covering a short Mishnah. And then there are two others, as in our Mishnah tonight. And we will discuss all of this briefly. Chamesh chotem rom besod na beram shaloshimot min hatif shahotot bani dafas hapish haotot v'kabaan b'shemo Agadol Yudhevav Behotem Behen Sheish Ketuot. then there's another Mishnah. Inu lamala wichitmo yud hevav shesh katam tachat. Inu lamate vichatam yud hevav shevat inu lepaniv vichatam bizara vehe yud bav. Shemana pinu pana le'ach uri v'chatam me'arav behevav yud pesha pinu layaminu v'chotam darom v'vav yud hey eser pinu l'shali l'ashma'al v'chotam Safon bivav heyud. And then there is a third Mishnah. Elu eser sefirot lima li echat ruach Elohim kam. Ketim ruach meruach shalosh ma'im meruach arba esh me'ma'im v'sheish t'ziyuot rom tachat b'zarah me'erev tzavon darom tamom tam perech rishon. And here is a English translation of Mishnah 113 in the writings of the author of the Tomer Devorah. His name escapes me right now. He chose three letters from among the elementals, and he set them in his great name. And with them he sealed six extremities. Five, he sealed above and faced upward and sealed it with Yud-Heh-Vav. Six, he sealed below and faced downward and sealed it with Hey-Yud-Vav. Seven, he sealed east and faced straight ahead and sealed it with Vav-Yud-Heh. 8. He sealed west and faced backwards and sealed it with Vav He Yud. 9. He sealed south and faced to the right and sealed it with Yud Vav He. And 10. He sealed north and faced it to the left and sealed it with He Vav Yud. These are the 10 Sephirot of Blima. These are the breath of the living God. Breath from breath, water from breath, fire from breath, up, down, east, west, north, south. Please note that the order of the Sephirot follows the same order as all of the Mishnahs from 9 to 13, as well as the specific order of Mishnah 1-5. Why is it that order? In the modern Kabbalists, they follow the order of water, fire, breath, and south, north, east, up, down, west. This change took place in the 1500s. Why do you think? Here is a physical hint. The Ari, Rabbi Isaac Luria Ashkenazi, was born in 1532 and only lived 38 years. Why did Hashem choose elementals for his name and not the doubles or the mother letters? And this is a general comment of all of these verses from chapter 1. and my computer is doing the spinning thing. So we just need to wait. And it has come out of the spin. And it's back into the spin as I try and scroll down. The gematria of Yud-Heh-Vav is 21. Yud is 10, the He is 5, and the 6 is, the Vav is 6. And 21 has its connection to the name Echieh. And we understand the name Echieh connects to Bina, the world that is coming. Now let's look at some correlations that the Sefer Yetzirah gives us that relates to the Sephirot. With respect to the Keter, the Sefer Yetzirah code is 1. With Chachma, it's 2. With Bina, it's 3. With Dot, it's 4. With 5, with Chesed, it's code 9 is Chesed from the Sefer Yetzirah. South is Yud Bav He. The RE code for South is Bav Yud He. Notice the difference. Vav Yud Heh is Giborah in the Sefer Yetzirah code, and it's north. But in the Ari code is Heh Vav Yud. Next we have Vav Heh Yud, which is Tiferet, and that's the 7th. Code in the Sefer Yetzirah, which is east, which in the Ari code is Vav Yud Heh. Next comes the code Hey Yud Vav, which is Netzah, which is code 5 in the Sefer Yetzirah. And it has a connection to upwards. But upwards in the Ari code is Yud Hey Vav. Next comes Yud Hey Vav, which is Hod, which is the code 6 in the Sefer Yetzirah. And it's connecting to down, but in the Ari code, down is Hey Yud Vav. The code of Yud Vav Hey is Yesod in the Sefer Yetzirah code, and it's known as the number 8. And that represents west. But in the Ari code, it's Vav Hey Yud. Malchit is Vav Heh Yud. It's the center point. I'm sorry. There is no sequence Vav Heh Yud. Vav Heh Yud is west in the Ari code. Malchut is its own Sephirah. And it has a connection, a consciousness of being the center point. And there is no Sefer Yetzirah code. These sequences you need to become very familiar with. And it takes memorization for the most part, or usage, depending on how often you meditate and which sequence you meditate with. And there is a link at the bottom of the page, which we think like our class is over, but it isn't. Because this link is to a very significant information from the astrological influences. We will read this page, and we will have this link for the next two or three classes, because there is so much information on it, and we really don't utilize it often enough. It needs to be understood. The Gaon of Vilna said that the reason each person is born in this world is to change their character and/or their personality traits. In other words, why do you want to change the character traits is the question we need to ask. Because all of the sins that someone does, the root of where they sin comes from these bad character traits. That's why we want to change them. In other words, if a person had all good character traits, he would be a much freer per type of person. And the Gaon of Vilna says, if he didn't come in to change his character traits, what is the reason he came into the world? Hebrew astrology teaches us about ourselves. It is actually who we are at the moment of our birth. As we take the first breath, we begin to make correction, to make tikkun. We came into the world to overcome our mazel, and that starts with the first breath that we take. And it continues until the last breath that we take in this lifetime. The mazel at the moment of birth is who the person is. If you look at the horoscope, you can see what their character tendencies are all about. It is not who they will become. It is who they are in the potential. And that is what they came to work on in the world. Everybody has different problems. There is nobody who came into the world who did not come into the world with things they have to work on. If not, they have no reason to come into the world. This world is to fix you, and you came into this world to fix yourself. Spend some time contemplating this paragraph. The material in this class and in the additional classes that may be developed from this information comes from four primary texts. One is called an old Jewish ethical text called Or HaTzadikim, The Ways of the Righteous. It was written about 450 years ago by an anonymous author. Another text, Shaar Kedushah, The Gates of Holiness, written by Rabbi Chaim Vital, the great Kabbalist from Sfat in the middle of the late 1500s. And Rabbi Chaim Vital is the one student of the Arizal. The third sefer is Archot Yosher, Straight Paths, written by a contemporary rabbi of our time, Rabbi Chaim Konevsky. And fourth, an ebook by Yaakov Korenberg, a Jerusalem Kabbalistic astrologer. I believe Rabbi Korenberg has passed away because his website is no longer active. These books make a link between the rising sign and the character traits that need to be cleansed through active and conscious change. A character trait is a habit that becomes ingrained in the nature of the person. Habits are not good, nor are they bad. Habits can be good for a person or destructive for a person. Yet habits that are destructive sometimes are good. An example of a habit is a tendency to be cautious. When that tendency becomes set into the nature of a person in such a way that he is always cautious in his actions, it is said he has the character trait of being cautious. Some people will say being cautious is good, and others will say that there are times that being cautious has been harmful. Each character trait has some degree of strength with respect to a person. Some people will lie sometimes. Some people will lie all the time. The tendency to lie is relative to this idea of degree. Some character traits apply to every person in a generation, since it is a tikkun of that generation. Some character traits apply to only a few people, since these people have this character trait, and they have this character trait, which is a habit, to change in order to achieve a better tikkun, to become a better person. Hebrew astrology relates each rising sign with a tendency to a strong or a medium or a weak inclination with regard to that character trait. The chart below shows which rising signs have a strong inclination, which have a medium inclination, or a weak indication. And these indications of tendency relate to how strong the habit is, the habit of that character trait. Now, these ideas that I've just expressed are very difficult for the Western mind, based on logic, to relate to. But as you work with them, you will become to realize that these various traits are habits, and you can change your habits more easily. Now, there's something called a personality trait. So you have a character trait to be cautious. You have a personality trait to be cautious. What's the difference? The difference is that the personality trait is hardwired into your DNA. It is hardwired. It isn't the level of your soul. It's the level of your body. But it's hardwired. It's much more difficult to change. Personality traits are hardwired into your DNA and more difficult to change. Character traits are personality traits, but they're less hardwired. They're more easily changed, and they're based on habits that you have learned. They're learned behavior. Understanding this difference is very important. Now, you see this matrix. It has four columns. The left column has a list of character traits, And you can say also it has a list of personality traits. But let's assume they're character traits. They're changeable. They're not hardwired. They're all learned behaviors. Then you have three columns that represent strong inclinations, medium inclinations, and weak inclinations. And this is all based on where at your time of birth is your rising sign. Now, people don't really understand what the rising sign represents. It is the balance point between how the world sees you and how you see the world. Your sun sign is how the world sees you. It's external to you. Your moon sign is your internal essence. And your internal is how you see yourself. How do you reconcile these two extremes? You see yourself one way, the world sees yourself another way. How do you reconcile these two views of you, of yourself? The answer is how you choose to learn. If it's a character trait, meaning it's learned behavior, you can change it. If it's a personality trait, meaning it's hardwired into you, into your body's DNA, it's much more difficult to change. It doesn't mean it's impossible to change, but it is more difficult to change. You have children who are shy. The parents want them to be outgoing because they know that outgoing people are more gregarious, they're more friendly, and they seem to be happier. So they work on teaching them to be outgoing. They're hardwired to be shy. That's why they're shy as a child.
Has joined.
But overlaying this shyness is the gregarious habit that they have learned. Now they have reached the point of the spiritual path. Do they want to change their gregarious nature, or do they want to leave it alone? It's up to them. It's a decision they can make. Now, what do they do? As I said, it's up to them. And no decision that they make is incorrect. Because they're saying, I want to change my habit, my character trait that I learned. Does it mean they want to become shy? They're already shy. But they might want to change their character trait that they learned to be gregarious, to be less gregarious. I hope you're understanding these relationships. I hope it makes sense to you with respect to your own tikkun. What do you want to change? Is it a personality or is it a character? I'm not going to go through the whole list, but we can talk about the first two, because they're really very common to people. Many people are arrogant. A strong inclination to arrogance is a rising sign in Aries, or in Leo, or in Scorpio, in Sagittarius, or Aquarius. A medium inclination is if they're in Cancer or Capricorn. And a weak inclination is Taurus, Gemini, Virgo, Libra, and Pisces. You'll notice there are 12 signs in the three columns. How do you handle the 13th sign? The nature of the 13th sign is healing. Since it is healing, it applies to all 12 rising signs. Can you have a rising sign in the 13th sign? Yes, you can. But it's a relatively small sign. It's only about 15 degrees, or maybe, well, call it 15 degrees. So there are very few people born with this rising sign. And when they are, they usually don't find out about it. They just go through the motions. It impacts them and they're not aware of it. But what does it mean to have a rising sign in the 13th sign? Does it mean that you're going to become a healer? That it's hardwired into you to be a healer? These are questions that if you become an astrologer, you have to ask. But if you stay connected and you decide to change this personality aspect, you will have other tools that you will utilize, the other 12 signs, to make the change. Let's say hatred is an issue. We all have learned hatred. Hatred for no reason, as we've discussed before. A strong inclination to hatred comes from a Aries, a Gemini, a Virgo, Scorpio, a Capricorn, and Aquarius. A medium inclination to hatred is a Cancer, a Leo, and or a Pisces. And the weak inclination is Taurus, Libra, and Sagittarius. Where is your rising sign? Mine is Aquarius. Hatred is something I need to be aware of, my tendency to hate. But my tikkun is to love my neighbor as myself. I have learned hatred, and I have to unlearn it. That's what it's all telling me. Now, what does it take to unlearn hatred? Teaching students has helped me to unlearn hatred. Does anybody have any questions about this chart or about the rest of the class, the early part of the class? There are two more classes tonight as you're unmuting yourself to ask questions. There are two more classes tonight. One is a deep Zohar at 4:30 West Coast time, and the other is a regular Zohar class for the parasha of Lech Lecha. Are there any questions?
I have a question.
Go ahead, Brandy.
How do you find your rising sign?
The time you were born.
Okay.
It's easier to find it if you go online and type in your birth date into a astrological website, because they all give you a chart of your astrology. And it will show your rising sign. But as a general rule, you start with the sun sign and move backwards every 2 hours. There are 24 hours in a day. There are 12 signs, so you can see the relationship. Using myself as an example, I was born with a Sagittarius sun sign, and I was born at 11:23 a.m. If we assume that my sun sign was at 6 a.m., that's really the idea. The sun rises at 6 o'clock. Now, I was born at 11:23 a.m., but I'm moving backwards. So to get from 6 p.m. when the day started to 11:23, it's 11 two-hour periods. So as I go backwards from the Sagittarius, 11 hours, 11 times, 11 signs, you find me in Aquarius. Now, it's interesting to note, in Western astrology, every sign has 30 degrees. So the exact minute that you're born relates to the degree within the rising sign. And so what that is telling you, you could be born close to the end of that sign or close to the beginning of that sign or somewhere in the middle. And so what that's teaching you is how much time it's going to take you to grow out of that rising sign. That's called a progressed chart. And it's the idea of a progressed chart is you achieve certain amount of tikkunim every day. And as you progress out of your rising sign, you have changed some of your tikkun. And now your way of reconciling your sun and your moon signs are related to the rising sign. But it was always related to the rising sign, but there's a progression in your life. You change as you choose to change. You relearn habits. You substitute good habits for bad habits. All of these things are involved with what is the rising sign telling us. Any other questions? Use this chart often. You'll find it beneficial. I wish you all Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful week. Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you.